This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Wish the little daisy.
Thomas turns away.
Wish the little daisy.
Thomas gets onto it.
Wish the little daisy.
Thomas has uploaded the
wish
biggest.
The little
daisy. Here he is, Daisy Thomas.
Yay!
Good morning.
Welcome. Great to see you for 2024.
Great to be back. How are we all?
Well, good. Since we saw you, you got married.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's all going well. Well, what are we, 6 weeks post and I haven't stuffed it up yet. So
what's
all is
your
going
beautiful
well.
Partner's name?
Natasha.
Natasha.
Yeah. Poor old Natasha. So Natasha had the last name Bongiorno. Not poor old because of me, because of this reason.
We'll
say that
right.
After
wedding.
I had the beautiful Italian surname of Bongiorno. Now she's Natasha Thomas.
Yes. Well, she could have kept it.
She put the idea out that I go to Dale Bongiorno.
Dale Bongiorno would be fun.
That would have been excellent.
Okay. Too late,
still
now,
time.
Too late now. Bad luck,
worth,
Thomas.
Worth thinking about. Run us through the wedding. Got a lot of attention at the time.
It got a bit. Yeah, no, it was. We had a property down near the Grampians, Mount William Station. It's called unbelievable.
Nice.
So you're coming through these dirt roads, middle of nowhere.
Lovely.
And then next minute, there's a big hedge, a big Mediterranean sort of style, old school house.
Who sourced that?
Natasha. Yeah. Oh, actually, our wedding planner, the wonderful Laura from Wanderlust.
So were you like Will and had nothing to do with the planning of your wedding?
I was in charge of the recovery.
Yeah,
Natasha gave the wedding planner a list of about 500 long, so there was two places in the world we could get married. And one of them was down there.
Perfect.
And we got perfect weather, 26, 25, and then 33 for the recovery as we sat by a pool.
By a pool just with an esky smashing cans.
Well, responsibly. But
of course. Of course.
Mainly smashing them.
Yeah. Really hooking in.
Billy Brownless on a sunbed.
Billy Brownless on a sunbed with all these beautiful of Tash's friends next to him with his cruiser hat on watching the races. Be more on brand, Bill.
What do you want?
Mate, that's fun.
Yeah,
so that would have been great.
It was awesome. And then we went away for a couple of weeks, went to Uluwatu for a week, Canggu for a week.
Oh.
But I made the mistake of not returning one call or one email.
Right.
Which sounds at the time like a great idea, but then you come back and you are inundated.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, nearly had a nervous
breakdown.
Maybe
should have put a half day in there somewhere to just do emails.
Or, at least, put the PA onto it or something. And before that, I would have had to get a PA, but that's okay.
Right.
It would have been a good investment.
Put it into Natasha's, I was going to say inbox, but that doesn't sound right.
What a honeymoon's for. Sharing the mailing load.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Mate, I don't want to dig too deep into this class action that's been bought by Phil Cracker.
And Jimmy.
And
brother.
Jimmy, yep. There's some heavy names being attached to this. The allegation is that the AFL failed to protect them from racial abuse on and off the field over several decades. Claims have been alleged against Kevin Sheedy, Terry Danaher, Rod Austin, Billy Duckworth, Wayne Johnson. I mean, we're sort of naming names now. Mm. And, I don't want it to end up being like the Alistair Clarkson Fagan thing where the AFL says, well, we'll take the investigation from here.
Mm.
It drags out for 7 months and we never hear about it again.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure how that actually works because it's been lodged at the Supreme Court.
Mm.
So I'm not sure if that takes it out of the AFL hands or however you do that. But, unfortunately, the game's history is riddled with these. And without
it saves life. And I'm not trying to diminish anyone's perspective or position here, but gee, Willy Winkers, if we're going to drift back into the 80s and talk about racism in Australia.
Well, Kevin Sheedy's come out and categorically denied his name being associated with it. It shouldn't be. But, Sir Doug Nicholls round is there for a reason way back when. Obviously, at Carlton, we've got the Sid Jackson incident who went back. They did the rapid action to try and, I guess, apologise and say sorry for all the misdemeanours and all the, abuse that was hurled back in the day. And, unfortunately, that's what these guys were subjected to at some stage, whether it be from fans, players, just in society, because the hurt that was being done at the time wasn't really known or understood as it is now.
Mm.
And, again, where it ends up, hopefully the Phil and Jimmy feel like they've received the support they need and, apologies they need for on behalf of all the players they've lodged it on.
Correct. That's the main point. What about Clayton and Geelong? There's some talk he might go down there.
It's probably about 75 k's between the two of them around the bay. Dandenong Highway is probably your best option.
Clayton to Geelong. there's some talk that he'll go at the end of the year with how many years left on the contract, William?
Remaining five, I believe.
Five at a million a year?
Yeah.
Jay Clark's big on this one.
Well, Geelong just seemed to be the club that, if you do have a bit of a checkered history, they can come and sort you out pretty quickly. Yeah. We saw little Stengel down there in the forward pocket come and become an All-Australian in a premiership year. Look, hopefully Clayton, first and foremost, can make sure he's in a position where he's happy, he's healthy and playing good footy. Because, you know, you don't want innuendo around why he'll be leaving Melbourne. I think the biggest thing for him is to sort his off-field issues out, whatever they may be, and from there play his best footy and end up wherever he's going to be the happiest. And if it is Melbourne, I hope that they can sort this out, because I'm sure he'd love to stay a Melbourne player, premiership player there, of course. But if you're anyone else, if you'd be certainly putting your hand up for a mil a year for a player who has a CV that is, for most people, they'd be happy with at the end of their career. He's still got a lot of good footy ahead of him.
A lot. Where does a story like this start, do you reckon?
Because, usually the beginning.
You know, is there a responsibility on a Jay Clark, given that we all know the position that Clayton's been in?
Is there a responsibility on a journalist to report any facts? Is this the question?
That's the question. Or indeed to sit on something until there's more shape and resolution around it, given that we know this guy struggled with his mental health. Does this put Clayton under more pressure in club land?
And Jay, very respected journalist, I think that he would have had some sort of inkling or push from somewhere. This wouldn't just be a off a whim sort of comment. But the whole reporting of Clayton and over the preseason into the season proper, this is what really annoys me, is that he deserves time to actually go away and, you know, come back as happy and healthy as he can. And we don't afford him that. The speculation is always there. Every person at the Melbourne Footy Club's asked about it whenever they front the media. Just relax, you know. And it probably comes both ways. The way that Melbourne handled it to start off with in talks of maybe trading him, they sort of brought it to the forefront, if anything. So, where it ends up, hopefully, you know, if you're Geelong, you'd be wrapped. Just have a knack of doing this, don't they?
Unbelievable recruiters. Dangerfield, Cameron.
Yeah. What a place to go, though.
And he had a good, solid first game back here.
30-odd disposals. Yeah. He's still a gun, regardless of that.
Do you subscribe to the thought that players owe their club if they've gotten them through some tumultuous times? We saw Willie Rioli kind of, not abandoned West Coast, but they were very disappointed when he left after his issues.
Yeah, it's catch-22 again, because if you stay with loyalty and you're no good, you know, it doesn't really come back the other way. Oh, you stuck with us. Out the door, piss off.
Taron at North.
Yeah.
We gave that guy a lot of opportunities to get himself back on track.
Yeah, and, you know, they're slightly different or pretty different to what Willie Rioli was going through at the time. But I don't think there's as much loyalty both ways anymore, from clubland to player, from player to clubland, because at the end of the day, everyone's starting to look out for themselves and best opportunity to go forward. And clubs in a premiership window now have the ability just to go out and source players who they think they can top them up one or two spots and contend.
Let's talk Thursday night.
Tomorrow. Long weekend. Very good, but geez, it condenses
you. It throws you, doesn't it? Oh my God, it throws
Sneaks
you.
Up.
One of your old teams who looked very good up in Brisbane, it has to be said. Loz is pretty pumped. She's got the 2024 membership sticker on the computer.
She's got to get the membership out of the bin after she threw it there at halftime last week.
And then, of course, Richmond with three big ins coming back into the side.
Yes, well, poor Collingwood, Carlton fans, I think everyone's nervous.
Yeah.
The win was so good against Brisbane. The most Carlton thing historically would come out now and lose to Richmond on a Thursday night. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they've sort of got past that as a group, which hopefully they have. But it should be a good game now with Lynch coming back in, of course, Dusty Martin as well, and Big Nank in the ruck there. It levels things up a little bit and gives them a hope, Richmond, because they were poor against the Gold Coast Suns. But Thursday night footy, round one, it's back at the MCG. Round zero, not for me, move on.
This feels like the footy's starting
And
again.
It will. In Melbourne, there'll be a big crowd, and it should be
massive.
A cracking game.
Hopefully they get. What's the weather supposed to be like on Thursday?
Slight shower.
A couple of showers.
Ah, 21.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's not going to turn anyone off. It's Melbourne, it could be 45. Who knows?
Exactly. Have an early dinner in the CBD and walk up to the grab.
Absolutely.
It'll be wonderful.
Oh,
lovely to see you, mate.
Great to see you.
Congratulations
see you
on
next
the wedding.
Week?
Yes!
Absolutely.
Yes.
Same time.
Daisy Thomas.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.